7th, and this is the fifth full day of our major Antarctic storm that has us hunkered down here in the Ellsworth Mountains in our attempt to climb Mount Vincent. As Kate said to me a little while ago, who would have ever thought I was going to spend 5 days in a tent in the middle of Antarctica? But that's exactly what we're doing. The stationary front has stayed on the Ellsworth Mountains. One of the big events of our day is at 9:30 each evening. The weather forecast is generated by Mark, the meteorologist back at Union Glacier Station. He's read to us over the VHF radios. It's been a pretty boring radio broadcast most evenings because they really have not had much information about any chance for change for us. Just that the low pressure was still there, wind still high, no end in sight. Last evening's radio forecast brought us a lot of high spirits, however. It did say that today would continue to be high winds and very low visibility with clouds. And in fact, it has. But there is hope for tomorrow, the 8th of December, to change. The 8th of December may well indeed be our summit day. We'll have to wait at least about 24 hours now before we know. But at least our spirits are lifted, knowing that an end is in sight to the storm. Now, I got up early this morning and went outside and found that even though we think there's an end in sight in the forecast, the storm is still very much upon us. In fact, the strongest winds we've seen yet were present this morning. I'm sure they were over 50 miles per hour. And the temperatures, just as Mark's forecast had said, did indeed drop. It was even colder this morning. We've been eating a lot of dehydrated food. We get together in the posh tent in the pyramid tent in the evenings, and you pour about 2.5 cups of water into your meal, let it sit, and it reconstitutes to make a pretty good meal. You have to choose your evening entree first. Last night, John and I had beef stroganoff. Kate had mountain chili, and some of the other selections were things like kung pao chicken and noodles with rice. It's not bad fare, and it's simple, and we've been enjoying our evening get-togethers. This morning, the winds were so high, as I mentioned earlier, that we did not put the pyramid or the posh up, and Pachi and Winslow have been using their mountain tent as a cook tent, and they circulated with thermos bottles of hot water to make hot chocolate and other hot drinks, and oatmeal and other items for breakfast. Spent a little bit of time in each tent. There was laughter as the bath and morning hours with the high wind screaming overhead, having breakfast in our tents. Sun's overhead here this afternoon. We still have high lenticular clouds, very mean-looking lenticular clouds on the summit of Mount Shen near us and other high peaks around, including Vincent. But we got sun overhead, which brightens spirits a bit. And as I mentioned, we have hope that as tomorrow, we might actually be climbing towards the summit of Mount Vincent.